it is really tough, and I think that there's days where, you know, like I'm on Twitter or I'm online being like, what can we do to try and, you know, stop things like this happening? But then there's other days where I'm like, I kind of just need to take a step back. So I want to say you guys are so inspirational and like keep doing what you're doing, but also just be conscious that you are your own people, and that taking time away from it and making sure that people don't just say this is like your whole identity is also so important too.
Obviously, Lewis, you're still trying to navigate that. You're only 2 months after this happening. I mean, does that kind of what Catherine's saying, does that kind of strike you or ring true with you in any way?
Yeah, and obviously spring break was last week, and we went to the west coast of America, and one of the things you said about speak to people when you're comfortable, they would ask us where we're from, and you know, a couple times in the beginning we were like, oh, we're from Park, and then you have the conversation, but then other times we just say, oh, we're from South Florida, because you know, you don't want to bring it up, you don't want to mention it.
I kind of have this responsibility, and I think a little bit of it is that I feel like it's a responsibility partly to my mum to kind of respect everything that she did. And I think, but mostly I think it's a responsibility to my sister, because people should remember her, and they should remember why we don't have guns anymore, because she's not here.
And Lewis, is that the same for you?
Yeah, I think 100%. Obviously, I work for the school newspaper, and our issue is we went to print, so it should be coming out in the next couple of days. And it's just a moral issue about the 17 who we lost. And I think, obviously, we all had like a different person. Some of us had a couple. Like I did one on my own, and then did one with another person. And it really is hard to do, because obviously, you know, I know some of them and I knew some of them, but then there are others that you don't know, and you read about them, and it makes you think, I could totally have been this person's friend, you know, if circumstances were different. And I think that, yeah, you are doing it for the people you lost. We've shown that we don't have a political agenda. We're saying what we believe, and what we believe is because we've lost friends. And you know, it's our high school, it's our city, it's, you know, it's our experience that we're gonna try and get out to the world to show people that this really shouldn't ever happen again. And so whatever I do, and I think for a lot of my students, for a lot of my classmates now, this is gonna be our life mission. We're gonna carry this as long as we're here, until something changed, and even after that. And you know, the only way you can really honor their memory is to have them kind of live through you and to live your life to the fullest. And I think that's one of the best ways we can all move forward, is to remember that they would want us to live our best life, and that's what we have to do.
I think we're all just really so impressed by what people from Parkland are doing. And I would also just kind of encourage you to remember why you are doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I do think you do face that battle of it is a different mentality, and that is difficult.
As awful as a club as it is,
Yeah.
we are all in it, and we're in it together. I think that that's important.
Just keep doing what you're doing, honestly. I think one day we're going to open up history textbooks and these names are going to be in there.